This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The coronavirus outbreak has led to the cancellation of tonight's political rallies in the United States, but voters in six states are still casting ballots for former Vice President Joe Biden or Senator Bernie Sanders in the race for the Democratic Party's presidential nomination. AP's Jackie Quinn has more.
Michigan has the biggest delegate prize of the six contests, a state that Bernie Sanders won in 2016, now crucial to his campaign going forward. Former Vice President Joe Biden campaigning in Detroit.
You will be heard. And Michigan, I'm counting on you in a big way.
While Sanders took part in a forum on managing the new coronavirus, criticizing President Trump for contradicting his own task force.
When you have a president as a pathological liar, that's one thing when you got to deal with that politically. It's another thing when you got to deal with it in the midst of a healthcare crisis.
Both Biden and Sanders claim they can generate the most voter support to win back the White House in November. Hawaii Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard also remains in the race. I'm Jackie Quinn.
U.S. President Donald Trump met with congressional leaders Tuesday afternoon to discuss the nation's response to the coronavirus outbreak. Afterward, he said things had gone well.
We had to change things that were done and that were nobody's fault. Perhaps they wanted to do something a different way, but it was a much slower process from a previous administration. And we did change them. We made the changes. But the testing has gone very well.
The president also said he has not been tested for coronavirus, despite speaking at an event where an attendee was found to have the illness.
Spoke to the White House doctor, terrific guy, talented guy. He said he sees no reason to do it. There's no symptoms, no anything.
You can keep up on the coronavirus outbreak and the course of tonight's primary election on our website, voanews.com. You're listening to VOA News. Chinese President Xi Jinping traveled Tuesday to the city of Wuhan for his first visit since the area became the center of the coronavirus outbreak. Reuters' Lucy Fielder has more.
President Xi Jinping visited its epicenter, Wuhan, on Tuesday, for the first time since the outbreak began. Xi visiting those who were on the front line, health workers, soldiers, police and volunteers.
Now what you should do is hold a strong faith. We should all strengthen our confidence together. We will win this battle.
News of the visit gave a lift to Chinese stocks, with the blue chip index climbing back into positive territory after falling as much as 1% in morning trade. According to state media, Xi arrived as Wuhan shut the last of 14 makeshift hospitals set up to manage a surge in cases that overwhelmed the city's healthcare system.
That's Reuters' Lucy Fielder reporting. Globally, the WHO, the World Health Organization, said that more than 100 countries are now reporting coronavirus cases. More than 118,000 people are reported ill, and the death toll has topped 4,000. A UN investigator is calling for Myanmar to be referred to the International Criminal Court and tried for alleged international crimes, including the persecution of ethnic minorities that have forced millions to flee, fearing for their lives. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva, where the investigator has submitted a report on Myanmar to the UN Human Rights Council.
This is Yangi Li's last report to the Human Rights Council as a special rapporteur on the human rights situation in Myanmar. She addresses the council on a video link from Seoul.
However, devastation and tragedy transpired throughout my tenure on the mandate, and that rather than observing a nation that protects and respects human rights, the world continues to watch as rights violations routinely occur and Myanmar stands accused of the serious crimes under international law.
Li highlights the many alleged abuses resulting from the conflict between Myanmar's military and the insurgent Arakan army, which is now into its second year of fighting in Rakhine State. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The trial over the 2014 downing of Malaysia Airlines Flight 17 has opened in the Netherlands. The suspects are three Russians and a Ukrainian. They're charged with the murders of 298 passengers and crew who were killed when the flight was shot down by a Russian-made anti-aircraft missile. The suspects all held senior positions with Russia-backed separatist militias fighting in eastern Ukraine. And the victims included Dutch citizens as well as Malaysians and Australians. Marissa Melton, VOA News.